This is nothing short of just astonishing. Apparently, 12 U.S. senators have issued a threat letter to the ICC, threatening them, threatening their families, and saying, we will target you if you, the ICC, if you issue an arrest warrant against Netanyahu and the other Israeli leaders. Now, this letter, when I first saw it, I immediately assumed this has got to be a hoax. This can't be true. And part of me still thinks that. So just as a disclaimer here, if it comes out that these 12 senators, all GOP, by the way, Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton and others, if they come out and say, no, we didn't sign that, it's a hoax, well, I could understand that. But it's being so widely reported. It's being reported by antiwar.com, by their author there, DeCamp, I believe is his name, who's not known for spreading fake news rumors, by the way. And it's being reported by Track APAC, which also is a fact-based site that tracks the Israeli donations, essentially, the APAC lobby donations to U.S. senators. And of course, every senator that is said to have signed this letter has received enormous sums of money from APAC, which is the, again, the Israeli Lobby Political Action Committee. They just hand out basically bribes to senators and members of Congress to carry out the Zionist agenda. And some of these senators have received over $1.5 million. Not all of them, but some of them have. Now, what this letter says, and of course I'm paraphrasing, but we'll publish this so you can see it for yourself. The letter essentially says that, how dare you, ICC, issue arrest warrants against Israel, because Israel's only engaged in self-defense, and it has a right of self-defense, and that if you issue the arrest warrants, that's anti-Semitic. And Netanyahu himself said that would be a hate crime against Jews to call for the arrest of Netanyahu for carrying out crimes against humanity and genocide and mass extermination of the Palestinian people, which he is guilty of doing, by the way, he and other leaders of Israel. But then in the last paragraph of this letter, it says, if you issue an arrest warrant, if you target Israel, we, these 12 U.S. senators, we will target you. I mean, it just blatantly says that. And we will target your families, it says. And we will destroy the ICC. Again, I'm paraphrasing. We will prohibit you and your family members from ever traveling to the United States. You'll be banned from the USA. You'll have your legal licenses revoked. Basically, we, the U.S. Senate, we're going to go to war with you if you issue arrest warrants against Netanyahu. Now, again, with the disclaimer that perhaps this is some kind of elaborate hoax at this point, I just want to put that out there on the record. I'm not 100% convinced that this is real because of that last paragraph, because it sounds so outrageous. I mean, it's just straight up criminal thuggery by the U.S. Senate, if true. I mean, that means that these U.S. senators would be violating numerous federal laws, including laws against threatening members of the judiciary. I mean, you can't just run around threatening judges, you know, like, we're going to target you, we're going to target your families, just because you don't like what they're about to do or their decisions. So if that letter is proven to be real, and if that last paragraph of the letter is also real, and you can bet that Senator Cruz's office is being hammered with inquiries. I'll probably contact his office as well and ask for a clarification. Did you really sign this thing? But if it's all real, look, these 12 GOP senators have to be arrested in the United States. They have to be arrested and charged with threatening judges. And they have to resign from the Senate. I'm sad to say, because that would give the Democrats, I believe, a supermajority. Or, it would give them more than 60 votes, which would be a filibuster-proof majority. And that would allow the Senate to pass anything the Democrats want, including legalizing all the illegals to vote in the next election, right? But And so I don't want to see that happen. I hope this letter is not real. But because of the Zionist zealotry, especially of the GOP, I would not be surprised if this letter is real. I would not be surprised. Because this is how far gone our country is now. We don't have a rule of law anymore. We don't have morality in Congress. We don't have ethics. We don't have any respect for due process. What we have is a bunch of thugs who just want to push Zionism and push genocide, and they want to round up and expel the student protesters even when they're peaceful and unarmed, and they want to engage in the total destruction of the First Amendment across America, complete demolition of free speech to protect the Zionists. They ban TikTok. They want to deplatform anybody who criticizes Israel. And Congress even passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which lays the groundwork for criminalizing any criticism of Israel. So that if you say, hey, Israel's bad for bombing women and children, oh, you get arrested, you go to jail. And nearly every member of the GOP fully supports that. This is how dangerous zealotry and frankly, just straight up fascism, this is how dangerous it is. I recently published a broadcast that said America is descending into an authoritarian Zionist dictatorship. And now you're beginning to see exactly what that's going to look like. It's that your entire Senate, your entire House of Representatives, and the White House, and the State Department are all owned by Netanyahu and the Zionists, and they do the bidding of the Zionists. And the NYPD now stands for Netanyahu Police Department. They don't serve the people of New York. They serve the Zionists. And they will go give a beatdown to anybody that criticizes Zionism in America. And big tech all works for the Zionists. And the big banks, they'll deplatform anybody who criticizes Israel because the banks are run by the Zionists. Media is run by the Zionists. Hollywood's run by Zionists. The government's run by Zionists. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a straight up fact. This is the reality of the world in which we are living today. Zionism has occupied and now controls America. You know, we were all worried this whole time about, you know, terrorists occupying and controlling America. Turns out the terrorists are the Zionists. No wonder so many Jews in America oppose Zionism. They oppose what Netanyahu is doing. And now Trump appears to be all in with the Zionists as well. So a Trump presidency is just going to be a Zionist dictatorship, probably with Operation Warp Speed version 2, because Trump is still all in with Pfizer. He's all in with the military-industrial complex. He supported the big congressional handout of, what, $95 billion to Ukraine and Israel. Trump doesn't stand for small government. He doesn't stand for the rule of law. I mean, he doesn't stand for freedom of speech, doesn't seem. I mean, I hope he corrects me. I hope he comes out and says, this is insane. We can't support genocide and Israel needs to be stopped. And I hope he says, you know, the vaccines have killed people. They are dangerous. And I regret pushing Operation Warp Speed. You know, I hope he says something like that, but I don't see it happening. And he's had years. He's had years to do it, and he hasn't said squat. And meanwhile, half the conservative alternative media is just all in with genocide. Just all in supporting the Zionists and the mass killing of Palestinians. And you got people like Mark Levin calling for the rounding up of anti-Israel students on college campuses, and I guess processing them through some kind of FEMA camps and then expelling them out of the country. That's what he's calling for, essentially. It's unbelievable. You're watching the far-right Zionist fascist occupation and overtaking of America right before your very eyes. And all this time, we thought the threat was from just the left, but not the right. Turns out, it's the Uniparty. It's all the same party. They're all Zionists, right? They all want to destroy the First Amendment. They all hate America. They all put Israel first and America last. They do nothing to protect the U.S. border. They do nothing to protect the First Amendment. Even Governor Abbott of Texas, you know, always claims to be helpless. We can't do anything to protect the border. Send troops down there to do paperwork. But then, oh, when it comes to cracking down on students at the University of Texas in Austin, then, oh, yeah. Oh, we can have state troopers, and we can have police, and we can make arrests, and we can have a beatdown, and no problem. But border, oh, we can't do anything there. Our hands are tied. It's there's nothing we can do. So that's how insane it is. I can't tell you how infuriating this is as Americans to watch our country be dismantled by a foreign power, Israel, run by murderous lunatic Zionists, are dismantling the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Congress, free speech, all of it, right in front of our very eyes, while conservative media supports it. Think about that. Think about that. It doesn't take any courage at all, by the way, to go along with the military-industrial complex and to go along with the Zionists and go along with the establishment. It doesn't take any courage at all. What takes courage is to stand up and speak out against the lies and against the genocide. Guess who's doing that? Oh, it's the students. Yeah. Students are demonstrating courage, and some professors and staff at the universities, they're demonstrating courage. The United States Congress, nothing but cowards. Money-grubbing Zionist cowards. They take money from Israel like little prostitutes, and then they do Israel's bidding. So we're going to have to see whether this letter is legit or not. And of course, I'll cover that as soon as we know for sure. I'm going to reach out to Senator Cruz's office, find out what's going on. But you know, the sad part about the world today is that we don't know whether the letter is real or not, because Senator Cruz and other conservative senators could very well sign a letter just like that. That's how crazy it is. Like, we wouldn't put it past them to do that. Just straight up thuggery, threatening the family members of the ICC court. I mean, are they out of their minds? Again, they should be arrested. And they should be expelled from the United States Senate. And there's no excuse for that if the letter's real. No excuse. They are violating U.S. law. They're violating due process. And frankly, people like Senator Ted Cruz should know better. He's an attorney. He should know better. You don't run around threatening judges. Again, this is what makes me think that maybe this letter's a hoax. And I still hold out that possibility. And maybe there's going to be retractions from websites like antiwar.com and so on. You notice we haven't published this on our site yet, because we're still checking it out. But man, if this is real, Senator Cruz just lost his mind, lost his ethics, and will probably lose his Senate seat. I mean, this is a disaster for the GOP. This will turn Texas blue, which will be a disaster for Texas. You know, to protect Zionism, Senator Cruz will throw the people of Texas under the bus. He will abandon basic principles of the rule of law, due process, rules of court proceedings. He will abandon the First Amendment. He will abandon every last principle just to protect the Zionists so they can carry out genocide against the Palestinian people. That is shameful. If this is true, he does not deserve to be our senator. None of them deserve to be our senators, and every last one of them should be arrested and tried. They should be prosecuted. So we'll have to wait and see, but thank you for listening. This is a very dangerous time, and the greatest danger, the greatest threat to America is not Iran, it's not Russia, it's Israel. Israel is America's most dangerous enemy. I said it weeks ago, and now you're seeing it again and again and again. Israel is America's enemy, and anyone who supports Israel is complicit in aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States of America and the enemies of the U.S. Constitution, which our leaders have been sworn to uphold and defend. And now they're throwing the Constitution away to protect the insane Zionists. That's how crazy it has become. All right, thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.
All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000 of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000 of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the IOSAT iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the IOSAT product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds, and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10%. Off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you could check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. And look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company. And you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discreet, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brightown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.